recorded in front of an audience at King's Place. There's a range of music from across the jazz spectrum requested by listeners and by some special celebrity guests. And who knows, maybe some live music as well. That's Jazz Record Requests on Saturday at 5 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Jazz Lineup with Kevin Legendre.
Hello, I'm Kevin Legendre and welcome to a special edition of Jazz Lineup coming from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. The festival has been running for 20 years and 2012 marks the 12th year of its association with BBC Radio 3. Today's programme has a distinctly international flavour. I'll be featuring a solo set from the young Armenian piano virtuoso Tigran, and there are also some unique experimental sounds from the Finnish ensemble Oderang. First on the bill tonight is a five-star transatlantic group that features players from Cuba, America and Spain. It's jazz as a truly global art form. It's the sound of the Arawan Otis and Michael Janish Quintet featuring Greg Osby.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Aruan Ortiz and Michael Janisch Quintet with Precisely Now. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. I'm Kevin Legendre, and we're broadcasting from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank as part of the 2012 London Jazz Festival. Radio 3 offers exclusive video footage of selected concerts online at bbc.co.uk/radio3, providing a chance to see some of the most exciting and dynamic international jazz talent performing on stage. Next up is Tigran. This is a young musician who burst onto the global scene last year with his brilliant album, A Fable. He upholds the great tradition of solo piano in jazz, but also weaves in his own roots in Armenian folk and his love of a wide range of music besides. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tigran.
Thank you. I'm going to play one more piece for you. This one is called What the Waves Brought, and it's off of my solo album called The Fable. I would like to thank all of you for being here, for supporting music. It's very, very important for the world. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Let's give that another try, guys. That the last one is a little longer, okay? Just a little bit longer. All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Tigran. So you just finished with What the Waves Brought. Before that, we had the free improvisation, and you started the set with La Petite Espérance. So I introduced you as a solo pianist. You're going to do a solo piano set, but it would have been more accurate to say solo piano plus voice plus electronics plus a whole range of sounds. When did you start incorporating these other elements into the solo piano set?
I started very recently, about maybe like 6 months ago. Yeah, and this thing I got right before this tour, actually. It's like 2 weeks ago.
Can you explain what the equipment is? Is that a sampler that you're using?
It's a small micro Korg it's running through a couple effects, you know, distortion and delays and loops.
Is solo piano, or just being on stage on your own without a band, is that a very challenging thing to do?
It is, but I got some, you know, it is challenging. What's challenging about it is, compared to playing with a band, you always have to give yourself ideas and develop those ideas constantly and just like momentarily, because you're not relying on your bandmates. You don't have bandmates, so it's kind of like, you have to always feed yourself with ideas and develop them. As if you're playing with a band, you have other ideas coming in from your bandmates. So it's like more of an interaction, but here you're just interacting with yourself.
So you're from Armenia, and you've said that Armenia is a big part of who you are artistically and culturally. Can you tell us a little bit about Armenia as a country? I mean, it's right between Eastern Europe and Western Asia, right. So I imagine that culturally it's very rich.
It is, actually. My music is influenced by Armenian folk music, but not only Armenian folk music. It's influenced by just a variety of things I listen to, and I used to listen since I was a kid. And but there's a lot of vocabulary that I'm using which is not necessarily the Western vocabulary, but it's like more Armenian modes and Armenian melodies, for example.
But as you say, you draw in lots of other influences as well. But on the subject of Armenia, the album that you mentioned, A Fable, actually pays tribute to two great Armenian writers, these fabulists, mm-hmm. Aigetsky and Ghosh. And Armenian literature is very important to you as well.
It is. I really like Armenian poetry, and these two fabulists. When I read their fables before I recorded this album, I kind of had. It was just relating so much to nowadays life, and you know, even though it was written like, almost 1,000 years ago, but. It still relates to nowadays and the morals and stuff. It's very, very beautiful stuff.
And do you have favorite pianists? I know that Herbie Hancock, you said, is a great source of inspiration to you.
It is, of course. I mean, Herbie, Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, Art Tatum, all these guys. I mean, those are big. Those are my heroes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tigran. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM online and on digital radio. So it's time for our final act. They are called Oderang. They're from Finland and they have a unique, very atmospheric sound and approach to composing and arranging. They are Olavi Luivuori on drums and piano, Ilmari Pokola on trombone and vocals, Osmo Ikonen on cello and vocals, Lasse Lindgren on electric bass, and Lasse Sakara on guitar. So please welcome, starting their set with Prayer, the wonderful Oderang.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Odorang and their band leader Olavi Luhivaari joins me now for a short interview. Over 10 years ago, I was in Finland and I saw you playing in a brilliant piano trio led by Juuna Toivonen.
Yes.
And this group is very, very different. Tell me how Odorang came about.
I had these ideas I wanted to try out with a band of my own, make some own music. I did compose for bands that I played with, like Joona Toivonen and some other groups. But I wanted to have my own group, of course.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
indeed.
Exactly.
So as we heard in that first set, the music is very delicate, it's very atmospheric. Is it difficult to play with that delicacy and at times very quietly?
No, I love playing quiet stuff. Okay. Of course, it's always about the venue and so on, but like here, people are listening and concentrating, and it feels good.
So Finland has a great tradition of jazz musicians. It's produced people like Juhani Aaltonen and Edward Versala.
Yeah.
And the trombonist in your band, Ilmari Pokola, has a famous father, Pekka, as well.
Yeah, that's
who's
true.
Also a great jazz musician. Have you been inspired by those musicians that I just mentioned, the likes of Versala and Aaltonen, the great players?
Well, of course, when I was young, and still I am listening to the music of Edward Versala and also Pekka Pohjola and Juhani Aaltonen, all those. But it's very hard to say what comes from where. I think everyone living in Finland composing music has kind of some kind of approach to the silence, because there's not too much sound in the country of Finland. It's quite silent place.
Silence can be golden, as they say. Silence can be a good thing. It's maybe underrated.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's important because there's a lot of space in the music as well.
Mm.
The compositions really breathe, and at times you don't play a lot of notes.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels natural. It's not something I try to do. But of course I try to expand and do lots of different stuff. So it's also nice to play loud. Later on I'll try that as well.
So we've been given a fair warning.
Yeah.
Loud sounds as well. There seems to be a lot of interaction between musicians in Europe at the moment. Lots of pan-European groups.
Yeah.
Which is an exciting thing.
Yeah, I think so. At least for me, even though... I think jazz is still marginal. You know, wherever you go, you meet more or less same people. I've been playing quite a lot the past 10 years, so I feel like I know quite a lot of people, and then we work together and we meet, and it's very nice.
So you're going to continue with the second set. What are you going to play for us?
We play two more songs, one from the previous album, and the song is called Canon. And then we play like a brand new song that we haven't really played before, at least outside of Finland. Maybe we tried it once before in Finland, but it's kind of a premiere of that song. It's called Self Portrait.
So UK exclusive from Odorang.
Yes.
Olavi Luhivaari.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Ilmari Pohjola, Osmo Ikonen, Olavi Louhivuori, Lasse Lindgren and Lasse Sakara, Odda Rang. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, ending tonight's program in fine style, Odda Rang. So a huge thank you to all of the fine bands who performed today, the Michael Janish and Arwen Ortiz Quintet, Tigran and Odda Rang, for their performances as part of this year's London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. Next week on Jazz Lineup, please join us for another London Jazz Festival right here from the Claw Ballroom with a very British flavour. There'll be music from the brand new BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist, the saxophonist Trish Clues, the Sam Crow Group, plus master saxophonist Larry Stoneface Stabbins and his band featuring pianist Zoe Rahman. And remember, the coverage of the London Jazz Festival continues on BBC Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday night at 11. And this week he features a concert set by pianist Matthew Shipp with his trio recorded at the London Jazz Festival. From me, Kevin Legendre, and all the team, bye-bye.
John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. One of the more unusual offerings from the 2010 BBC Proms was the concert given by the Danish National Symphony Orchestra and its associated choirs with the conductor Thomas Dausgaard. They began by prefacing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with the soloist Henning Kraggerud with two short choral works by Ligeti, Night and Morning. They date from 1955, just before he emigrated to the West, and the words are by the poet Sándor Veres. The word painting is pure Ligeti, there's a cockerel crowing and church bells in morning, and before it every word of night is evocatively illuminated. Countless thorns, silence, my silence, the beating of my heart.
Thank you.